What's been going on with you? What's been happening? I ain't seen you in a bit.
Some of everything. Everything.
You got a new CD that came out that hit stores today. Tell us about that album.
Today, Anticipation. It hit the stores. You get it everywhere. Walmart, iTunes, Best Buy, wherever.
And the single's called I Won't Turn Back?
Yes, Won't Turn Back. Doing really, really good. Everybody's been getting good reviews. Everybody's been downloading it. Everybody's been downloading and getting hard copies at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty live there. It's funky there. I like it.
Thank you.
So did you, I see that you kind of wrote and did a whole lot of with this project.
Actually, yeah. I was able to actually just take the reins and control everything this time, which is really different for me. I was able to write, produce, hand out the budget, right, cut the check, everything. So the album, this particular project is very, very close to my heart because I pretty much had to oversee everything.
Oh, that's great, Demeter. So how's the ministry?
Everything is great. Ministry's doing great this Sunday, moving into a brand new building, relocating into out of Detroit into Mount Clemens, Michigan, which is probably about 30 minutes outside of Detroit, into an area where ministry is needed, where people want it. Detroit is very oversaturated with the gospel. We have over 4,500 churches in the city of Detroit alone. And yeah, I said the same thing. So I was like, yeah, let's go to an area where people are thirsty and they're hungry and people are ready to receive it. So that's great. But aside from that, ministry and music, it's challenging, but we're up to the task. I'm up for the task. I'll be preaching Sunday as well as just getting in from coming from Atlanta, Georgia, from promoting this record. But that's what it's about, you know, spreading the gospel.
So are you doing any promotional tours with this CD right now?
Yes, we actually started, our promotional tour started at the GMWA about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been going ever since, in the car, you know, riding in the car from New York to Philly, from Philly to D.C., from D.C. to Baltimore. I mean, just really, really on the grind. And pushing this, you know, so that this record can be the best record it can be. This is the last solo project that we're done, the last project that we're doing on Ty Scott. So it is a Ty Scott record.
Wow.
But so we're really, really trying to go out with a bang on Ty Scott. Ty Scott has been a great label, got brand new management, Soul World Entertainment, Cliff Jones and Ronald Allen and Chase and all of them over in D.C.
Uh-huh.
So just really, 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 I'm excited. I'm really excited about the record and the new entities that are coming on board with the ministry.
Well, fantastic. So that's what you're going to do after Ty Scott. You said this is your last one with Ty Scott. And where are you going after that?
We're not saying. We can't tell.
Oh, right, come on, Demeter.
Yeah, we can't do it. But just know that, you know, that we're already gearing up and already excited about. You're going to hear about it. You're going to be one of the first to know.
Well, to mention the first to know, I heard some disturbing news. And I wanted to ask you. The relationship or your marriage with Dedrick, what's going on with that, Demeter?
Well, right now with the relationship with me and Dedrick, I've been telling everybody pretty much, you know, everything is personal and we'll release everything. Anything that needs to be said or needs to be done, it will be, you know, it'll be done, you know, in decency and in order.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been telling people, you know, they've been saying, well, we've been hearing stuff. I said, well, just pray. When you hear stuff, you know, to me, that's the best time to pray. A lot of times people like to talk about stuff, but don't nobody want to pray. Don't nobody want to
fast.
Right,
ask. Right. We pray.
Don't nobody want to intercede. But, you know, but I say this, you know, I've loved my husband for since day one, and I've always stood behind his ministry, always supported his ministry, always will. And I tell people, you know, I hope that they do the same, and they just pray for him and pray for me, you know. Every marriage goes through whatever or whatnot. I won't get into details, but I just tell people that when it's time for us to deliver a message or news, whether it be testimony or whatever, you know, that we'll do that at the time that it needs to be done. But until then, I tell people just, you know, continue to pray.
Well, amen. That's what we will do then. In the meantime, your album, Anticipation, hit stores today. Tell us where we can get it.
You can get it everywhere. Go to, I suggest people go out and support the stores. Go out and support your local gospel stores that are in this city. Go out and the big chain as well as the small chain. You can get a Walmart, Best Buy. iTunes is cool. That's great. But you want to get the copy in your hand. You want it in your car. You want to be able to see the pictures and read the credits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out and support it. So you can get it from pretty much anywhere. And if you can, you bug Ty Scott and you call Soul World Entertainment and you let them know that you can't find it.
Great. Now, I hear that if you go to iTunes, it is under Demeter for those, you know, high-tech people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Both my records, all of my solo career records was always his name with my first name, Danita. So a lot of people say, oh, she changed it and didn't say Hat. No, no, no. If you check your history, my solo project always just came out with my name, Danita. So that's what it'll be on iTunes as well. But I'm, of course, Danita Hatton. But that's what you'll find it up under concerning, you know, the solo project.
Great. Well, Danita, as always, you're a joy to talk with. I know we're going to see awesome things coming from you. We got to get you down here to one of our events that's going on. So I'm going to talk to Jerry about that, okay?
Whenever you need me, just call me.
Thanks, Danita. God bless you.